On March 16th, Rachel Corrie was killed by an Israeli army bulldozer when she tried to stop it from destroying a Palestinian home in the Gaza Strip. Corrie was a 23-year-old American from Olympia, Washington, volunteering for the International Solidarity Movement. In a remarkable series of emails to her family just before she was killed, she explained why she was risking her life. Here, actor Tracy Arnold reads excerpts from those emails.
February 7th, 2003. Hi, friends and family and others. I have been in Palestine for 2 weeks and 1 hour now, and I still have very few words to describe what I see. I am in Rafah, a city of about 140,000 people, approximately 60% of whom are refugees. Today, as I walked on top of the rubble where homes once stood, Egyptian soldiers called to me from the other side of the border, "Go! Go!" because a tank was coming. And then, waving, yelled, "What's your name?" Something disturbing about this friendly curiosity. It reminded me of how much, to some degree, we are all kids, curious about other kids. My love to everyone. My love to Mom. My love to Smooch. My love to FG and Barn Hair and Sesame's and Lincoln School. My love to Olympia. Rachel. February 27th, 2003. Dear Mom, love you. Really miss you. I thought a lot about what you said on the phone about Palestinian violence not helping the situation. If any of us had our lives and welfare completely strangled, lived with children in a shrinking place where we knew that soldiers and tanks and bulldozers could come for us at any moment, do you think we might try to use somewhat violent means to protect whatever fragments remained? I think about this especially when I see orchards and greenhouses and fruit trees destroyed. Just years of care and cultivation. I think about you and how long it takes to make things grow and what a labor of love it is. I really think, in a similar situation, most people would defend themselves as best they could. I think Uncle Craig would. I think probably Grandma would. I think I would. Anyway, I'm rambling. Just want to write to my mom and tell her that I'm witnessing this chronic, insidious genocide, and I'm really scared and questioning my fundamental belief in the goodness of human nature. This has to stop. I think it is a good idea for us all to drop everything and devote our lives to making this stop. I don't think it's an extremist thing to do anymore. I still really want to dance around to Pat Benatar and have boyfriends and make comics for my coworkers, but I also want this to stop. This is not at all what I asked for when I came into this world. This is not at all what the people here asked for when they came into this world. This is not the world you and Dad wanted me to come into when you decided to have me. More big explosions somewhere in the distance outside. I love you and Dad. Sorry for the diatribe. Rachel. February 28, 2003. Thanks, Mom, for your response to my email. It really helps me to get word from you and from other people who care about me. I spent a lot of time writing about the disappointment of discovering, somewhat firsthand, the degree of evil of which we are all still capable. I should at least mention that I am also discovering a degree of strength and of basic ability for humans to remain human in the direst of circumstances, which I also haven't seen before. I think the word is dignity. I wish you could meet these people. Maybe, hopefully, someday you will. Rachel.
Those were Rachel Corrie's last letters home. She was killed on March 16th when she tried to stop an Israeli army bulldozer from destroying Palestinian homes in the Gaza Strip.